SFMSports.net welcomes you to Coach Speak, fed by McDonald's. Had a long day? Reward yourself with a McCafe Awards card. When you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one is free. Only at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Welcome to Coach Speak. I'm Paul Taylor, and this week we're chatting with Tom Rose, head coach for Mount Carmel boys basketball. Coach Rose, you guys are 24-6, 14-3 in the MIAA, coming off of a big win last night. When did you get the feeling that that you guys were in for a special year?
I felt at the beginning of the year this could be a special group if they made a decision to work together. And, you know, probably about 13 games into our season, they really committed to that, and it's made a big difference.
You had that loss to St. Francis, and now you've won 17 in a row. Was that kind of the turning point of the year for you?
I think it was. We were on the cusp of making the getting over the hump a little bit. We just weren't doing things well enough as a group, and we made a decision to do that, and that made a big difference.
Last night you had the big win, 54-52 over Mount St. Joe's. What were the emotions like in that game? You know, it was a big MIAA game. You know, they're gunning for you. They're a top 10 team as well. What was that game like for you?
You know, it was a great game. Our league is so tough. It was great for the guys to get that experience, to be on the road. Mount St. Joe was very well coached, so it was a great opportunity. So we went up and down. You know, we had our highs and our lows, but we did a good job of bouncing back and finishing strong.
Now, one of the things I was reading up on the game last night, one of the things that you talked about post-game kind of caught my eye. You know, and you talked about, you're going to get each team's best effort. How does that, and what is that mindset like when you know, okay, even if the team is the bottom of the MIAA and maybe doesn't have the record that you guys do, that they're still going to give you their best shot?
I think it's more in reference to our league being very tough. I mean, even though somebody may struggle in our league, they're still going to be a good basketball team. There's going to be some very good basketball players, and they're going to be very well coached. So we have to be prepared. Not only that, they're going to be very competitive. So they're going to want a chance to come after us, and we've got to be prepared for that.
All right, Coach Speak with Mount Carmel head coach Tom Rose continues in 30 seconds.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going at the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages, limited time offer.
Back here on Coach Speak with Mount Carmel head coach Tom Rose. Coach, you guys riding that 17-game winning streak we referenced just a moment ago. Two-part question for you here. Have you ever seen anything like it, and what's the ride been like?
Yes, probably not quite 17 games. Probably 5 or 6 years ago, we had a run that we probably had 11 or 12 game streak. And, you know, it's been great. We've kind of really not focused on a streak as much as just playing our best basketball and playing together, and the results have kind of taken care of themselves. And that's the same way it worked the last time. Is we were able to get this group together, and once they gelled and believed in themselves, good things are happening.
Now, you guys have five different guys you can rely on. You got Will, Frank, Brian, Montez, and David. Depth is a great thing as a coach, isn't it?
It is, for sure. And actually, we have a young man, a sophomore that comes off the bench, Terry Nolan. I mean, between those six guys, any of them could lead us in scoring in a different game and have this year. So that depth really helps, where one guy may be having an off night or being keyed upon, and what we're able to do is find somebody else to step up, and that's really helped us.
Last question for you here. As you guys come down the stretch for the regular season, looking to a couple of postseason tournaments, what's the biggest challenge remaining for your team? It could be a single game, could be, you know, the thought of staying fresh, staying hungry. What's the biggest challenge for you guys remaining?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is just staying focused on what our goals are. And I think we're able to do that. I think the toughest part has been down the stretch of the regular season. Now when you're in the postseason, if you can't get ready to play for the postseason games, I'm not sure why you're playing basketball at this level. I think it's just an opportunity for us to continue to get better. But there's a lot of challenges ahead by the competition that we have to face. So we need to be ready to play and continue to work together and see how it turns out.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for chatting with us here on Coach Speak. We appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way to you and your Mount Carmel guys.
Thank you very much.
Check out the weekly Top 20 powered by Varsity Sports Network Mondays at sfmsports.net. Until next week, I'm Paul Taylor.
This has been Coach Speak, fed by McDonald's. Had a long day? Reward yourself with a McCafe Rewards Card. When you buy 5 medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the 6th one is free. Only at your Baltimore area McDonald's. I'm loving it. Be sure to visit sfmsports.net every Monday to check out the Varsity Sports Network top 20 rankings for high school sports. And we'll chat with a coach from that top 20 ranking every week on Coach Speak from sfmsports.net.